I just want to cause us to think for a moment about the songs that we've sung. Just as I am, bind us together, and I will work until Jesus comes. Think about those for a minute. I will work until Jesus comes. Bind us together. And just as I am. These three songs travel through this passage that I'm going to read to you. The passage for today, scripture is 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 1 through 9. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 1 through 9. Brothers and sisters, I could not address you as people who live by the Spirit, but as people who are still worldly, merely infants in Christ. I gave you milk, not solid food, for you were not yet ready for it. Indeed, you are still not ready. You are still worldly. For since there is jealousy and quarreling among you, are you not worldly? Are you not acting like mere humans? When one says, I follow Paul, and another, I follow Apollos, are you not mere human beings? After all, what is Apollos? And what is Paul? Only servants through whom you came to believe, as the Lord has assigned to each his task. I planted the seed. Apollos watered it. But God has been making it grow. So neither the one who plants nor the one who waters is anything, but only God who makes things grow. The one who plants and the one who waters has one purpose, and they will each be rewarded according to their own labor. For we are co-workers in God's service. You are God's field, God's building. I guess one of the things that we can be most grateful for is of the Corinthian church. It's wonderful to have the example of the Corinthian church, because they were not a good church. They were a bad church. And they didn't get things right. And they didn't do things right. And I think it's wonderful to have those as an example, because we can learn from that. Amen? I mean, it's not always the good things that we learn from. Sometimes it's the mistakes, isn't it? And this church made plenty of mistakes, and Paul addresses one mistake that they make here. You see, they were always about fighting with each other. They were always about, if they had had a building, they probably would have been fighting about the color of the carpet. Okay? Some would have wanted blue, and some would have wanted red, and some would have wanted green. They would have been fighting about that. They would have been fighting about just about anything, because it seems of their nature. And also, they had people of high establishment in their church, and they had people of low establishment in their church. And it seems as though they even fought about that. Because when it came time to have the Lord's Supper, all the rich people got to eat first. And if there was anything left over, then they let the poor people eat. What a bad example, huh? That's just incredible. They take the Lord's meal, the supper that we celebrate, and think about what Jesus Christ did for us on the cross and his resurrection. And they turned it into an event for society. Well, I want to look at what they do here, because it's something I think we need to pay attention to in our lives. You see, my clear understanding from all of Scripture is that the church has one commission. One commission. And that commission is to help people come to Jesus Christ and to grow in Christ. The commission given to the church is to help people come to and to grow in Christ. That is the commission that Jesus gave to the church before he left to ascend back to heaven after his resurrection. He says, go and make disciples. Disciples means that first you have to lead somebody to Christ, and then secondly, you teach them how to grow in Christ. And you teach them how to continue in Christ, how to use the Scriptures, how to do prayer, how to witness about how they came to know Jesus Christ, how to fellowship with other people, and how to share, how to be involved in ministry together. That's all in growing in Christ. That is the commission that has been given to the church. I mean, Jesus says, go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them all that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always to the end of the age. That's Matthew 28, verses 19 and 20. That's Jesus' last words to the church gathered at his feet as he ascends into heaven. It's about teaching other people. It's about helping them to grow in Christ. It's about helping them to expand the ministries and continue on. Unfortunately, in the Corinthian church, they had a different idea. Their idea was to gather groups of people around certain folks. Because look at what they're doing. He tells them, he says, for when one says, I follow Paul, and another one says, I follow Apollos, you see, Paul led me to Christ, so I'm a follower of Paul. Apollos led me to Christ, so I'm a follower of Apollos. No. It's not about dividing up and having little territories here and there and having little sets of people here and there. That's not what it's about. Can I read this another way? For where one says, I'm a Baptist, and another says, I'm a United Methodist, and another says, I'm a Presbyterian, and another says, I'm an Episcopalian, and another says, I'm Catholic, are you not merely being humans? Paul says, when you get that idea that it's about division and about different sects and different places, when you get that idea, that's not a spiritual idea. That is not a spiritual idea. I have told you, and I deeply believe this, I have met very faithful Christians in every Christian denomination. Everyone, okay? Presbyterian, Pentecostal Holiness, United Methodist, Episcopals, Lutherans, Catholics, Presbyterian. I have met faithful Christians in every denomination of Christianity, whether it's Protestant or Catholic. I have met faithful Christians in every one. Why do we get this idea that we're different? Why do we get this idea? And some of these churches, by the way, get the idea that they're the only ones that got it right. And that everybody else is wrong. If you don't believe my way, therefore you must be wrong. Ever met anybody like that? Ever worked for anybody like that? I imagine somewhere in your life you work for somebody like that. If you don't do it their way, it's wrong. Doesn't matter if you did it better. Okay? You see, here's what we need to change. This is not a competition about people, churches, and ministries to see who can win more. It is not a competition between people, churches, and ministries to see who can win more people for Jesus Christ. It's not. We are not in competition with the Presbyterian Church. We are not in competition with the United Methodist Church. We're not in competition with any church in this town. The same commission has been given to every church. Bring people to Jesus Christ and help them to grow in Jesus Christ. Amen. The very same commission by the one Lord. What was part of the song that we sang? There is only one God. There's only one King. And there's only one body. One. Everyone who's a believer in Jesus Christ, we are one in the body of Christ. There are not different sections in heaven for different denominations. I'm sorry to tell you that. Okay? The story that I always laugh about is St. Peter's walking a new Baptist through heaven. And they go past the room, and he says, here in this room is all the Pentecostal holiness people. And they're all screaming and shouting and amen and hallelujah and excited and everything. And then they go past another room, and here's all the Presbyterians. And they go past, and they get to this one room, and St. Peter says, and he says, what's that room? He said, well, that's the Baptist. They think they're the only ones here. You see, and there's other, I can tell that on any denomination, really. Because there are denominations that think they're the only ones that got it right. And there are churches that believe they're the only ones that got it. We are not, there's 20 some odd churches in this town. We are not in competition with them to do better than them. We're not. And we need to get that out of our minds. We are all called by the same commission to help people come to Jesus Christ. That's what we're all called to do. My microphone just fell apart. That was a weird feeling. It just popped off the back of my head. We're not in competition, folks. We are to be working together with one another. Paul states that when we think this way, that we're not mature in the faith. Do you see what he's saying? If we think this way, that we're not mature in the faith, let me read that for you again. Brothers and sisters, I could not address you as people who live by the Spirit, but as people who are still worldly, mere infants in Christ, I gave you milk, not solid food, for you were not yet ready for it. Indeed, you are still not ready. You're still worldly. For since there is jealousy and quarreling among you, are you not worldly? Are you not acting like mere humans? But when one says, I follow Paul, and another says, I follow Apollos, are you not mere human beings? We're all one ministry. We're all one kingdom. We're all one body. Believing in different ways sometimes, in different traditions, different rituals, understanding different things about God. But we can learn from each other. We can support one another. We can encourage one another. For my whole ministry, when someone comes to the church and they're looking for a church that can help them grow in Christ, I do not mind referring them to another church if they don't feel like this church can help them the best. Let me tell you where you can go. Let me tell you what ministry you can be involved with that can help you to grow and help you to expand in your life with Jesus Christ, because we're one body, right? One kingdom, one God, one Jesus, one Holy Spirit. It's about where you can grow in the faith. That's what's important. It's about where you can grow in the faith. Just to give you an example, because we don't have any youth programs right now here at the church, if a family were to come in today with a bunch of youth and they said, we want to get in church and get involved now, I want to refer them to a place where they can get involved now. Not look at them and say, can you wait 6 months and we'll put something together for you and your family? If God's working in their heart now, it's about getting them involved now. We're not in competition. If another church does an excellent program with youth, there's no reason that I try to outdo them. How about I help them grow something that God's already working through them for? And how about they help us do something that God's already working through us for? That's not to say that we don't have a youth program somewhere in the future. I'm not saying that. But at this time in the history of our church, where do we need to be? Not in competition with other churches. And Paul says, when you think that way, you're not mature in your faith. When you think that way, you're not mature in your faith. Paul admits that each person has a part in the building of God's kingdom. Each person has a part. Paul admits that. He acknowledges that every person has a place within God's kingdom. What does he say? He talks about himself and Apollos. He says, after all, what after all is Apollos? And what is Paul? Only servants through whom you came to believe as the Lord has assigned to each his task. I planted the seed, Apollos watered it, but God has been making it grow. Paul says, I planted the seed. Apollos watered the seed. Who's really been doing the whole work? God. God is doing the work in Paul's heart to take his place, doing the work in Apollo's heart to take his place in the kingdom of God, and God is doing the work where the seed is growing. You see that? It's all about God. It's not about competition. It's not about we do it better than everybody else, so that's why you want to come here. It's about we take our part in the body of Christ. I can remember at my ordination council, one gentleman asked me a question that just floored me, and I sat there for a moment going, I don't even have an answer for what he asked. For those of you that aren't aware, in the Baptist world, traditionally what happens is an association or a network brings together a group of pastors and lay people to quiz a potential candidate to be ordained. Been to seminary for 3 years at that point, been through many different classes, studied my Bible in all the ways that I could. And they get to ask any question they want to. And you got to be ready to answer their question, to see if you're ready to be a minister. Ask questions about theology and about the Bible. I can remember one ordination council I was part of, we asked the guy if he liked fried chicken. And he didn't know what to do. He was like, "Ooh, well, yeah, I guess so." And we just looked at him and said, well, we ask you that because every Baptist dinner has fried chicken on it. And we want to make sure you're ready to be Baptist. One gentleman asked me, he said, can you explain to me the two doctrines of the church? Yep, that's what I did. What you're doing right now. I'm like, I've studied all this stuff. What does he mean, the two doctrines of the church? So I looked at him and I said, you know, I really don't understand your question. And I really don't understand what you're asking me. But here's my answer. This church is the body of Christ. And each one of us has a part in the body of Christ to fulfill. Each one of us, if we're doing what God asks us to do, this church will work in a dynamic and an incredible way. We are the body of Christ. Amen? And I said, and then there's a universal church that is the body of Christ. And that universal church, if we all work together hand in hand, we can win many more people to Jesus Christ throughout this world. And he looked at me and he said, I'm sorry, I used the wrong word. He said, I meant to ask you, what are the ordinances of the church? Talking about the Lord's Supper and baptism. That's what he meant to ask me. But then he greeted me afterwards, after they grilled me a little bit more. And he told me, he says, you know what? He said, I want to apologize to you because I did not ask that question to trip you up. He said, I honestly did use the wrong word at that point. He said, but you gave me the best answer I've ever heard for the question that I asked. And see, that's what Paul's trying to get to us. We are the body of Christ as this church, and each one of us has a dynamic and a powerful part. But we are also the body of Christ with the church universal of Christians in every denomination, of brothers and sisters around the world. There are brothers and sisters that we have in the Ukraine that believe in Jesus Christ just as we do. There are brothers and sisters that we have in Turkey and Syria where the death toll continues to go up. There are brothers and sisters in other churches, other denominations. There are brothers and churches in other ministries and other organizations that are seeking to do the same thing that we're doing. Helping people come to Christ and helping people grow in Christ. And Paul says, when you start separating those things apart, you're not mature in the faith. Because each person has a part in the kingdom of God. And he finishes it up by saying, we are co-workers with other Christians, churches, and ministries to expand the kingdom of God. We are co-workers with other people. Okay? Some of you guys help out in other ministries. Some of you work for other ministries. Some of you work and help at other churches. That's what we should be about. That's what we should be about. Because I believe that when we're doing that and we're working not in competition, but when we're working to help other ministries and we're working to help other churches, that God honors that and will bless what we're doing here. When we fight to do it ourselves, we're pushing away resources that can help us. We're pushing away things that can be beneficial to us. We're pushing away God, God's self. We're saying, God, we can do this by ourselves. And Paul says, you're not thinking spiritually mature when you do that. We got some guys over here that are starting a new ministry. We're not in competition with them. And I think we know that because we love these guys. Amen. We're not in competition with them. Well, guess what? We're not in competition with any other ministry to baptize more people than any other church, to build a bigger building than any other church, to collect more money than any other church or organization. We're all in this together because there is one God, one King, and one body. We're in this together. It's about supporting and encouraging one another and lifting one another up. We are, as Paul says, we are co-workers with every other Christian church and ministry, provided they'll work with us. Okay? There's some churches, some people, and some ministries that will decide not to work with us because they don't like how we do something. They don't like how we say something. They don't like because we... But you know what? We're all one kingdom. Because John says in the book of Revelation, what did he see? When he got to heaven, what did he see around the throne of God? People from every nation, race, society, and status of life. Amen? Everywhere. That's who gathers around the throne of God to praise God and to lift up God's name for all eternity. Not separate sections. And God meets with the Baptists today and the Presbyterians tomorrow and the United Methodists the day after to get praise and honor and glory. No, we all meet together. Rich or poor, whatever nation we come from, whatever race we come from. We're not in competition. It's about working jointly together. So I want to leave you with this question. To spend some time thinking about this. How can we better, I'm not saying that we don't, how can we better cooperate with others to fulfill our commission? How can we better cooperate with others to fulfill our commission? Remember, our commission is to bring people to Christ and to help people grow in Christ. That is our commission. How can we cooperate in better ways than we currently do? To support other Christians, other churches, and other ministries. How can we do that? I'd ask you to spend some time in prayer about that. So that we can, I'm convinced with the number of churches that are in this town, that this town could be drastically changed for Jesus Christ. If the churches would work together, instead of trying to work in separate areas, if we work together and cooperate, I wonder what would happen to this town and how it would be transformed. How could we do it better? Let's pray. Gracious Lord, what a blessing it is to be your people. Help us not to be as many are in our culture and society, thinking about how they can win. How they can be the ones that win over and accomplish the most and are most successful in what they do. Because, Lord, the truth is, when one part of the body of Christ hurts, the whole body of Christ hurts. And when we see a Christian hurting, it should cause a hurt within us. When we see a church hurting, it should cause a hurt within us. And if we see a ministry hurting, that also should cause a hurt within us. Because, Lord, you've called us all to the same commission to bring people to Jesus Christ and also to help people grow in Jesus Christ. So guide us on how we best can do that as your people on this street corner. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.